This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Lusts and the desires of the flesh. Because mankind has been created from two components. The body, which is tainted with desire. And then the soul, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blew into that clay form. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. And سَوَّيْتُ doesn't just mean to fashion. سَوَّيْتُ literally means to create with balance. Perfect balance, equilibrium. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He first created the clay body, and then He blew life into that body. And He says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. I blew into Him of my spirit. What does that mean? It's only, as the ulama say, tashrifan, out of honor. Because the soul is a pure creation. What did you say the body is? Tainted. The body is tainted with desire. The soul is a pure creation. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from my spirit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a reflection of some of His attributes. A reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing, we can see. Allah is all hearing, we can hear. Allah is the most merciful, we have the propensity and the capacity to show mercy and compassion, etc., etc. So it's a reflection. And Allah says, from my spirit, just like He says, وَطَهِرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ. And He said to Ibrahim and to Ismail, and cleanse my house. Does Allah live in the house? No, Allah, He doesn't live in the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined by space or by time, because He's the creator of all space and all time. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing can be likened unto Him, and He is all hearing, and He's all seeing, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. So it is tashrifan, out of honor. But when these two components, the body that is tainted with desire, and the soul that is a pure creation from Allah, when these two are now put together, there's a sirah. It's like a wrestling match. And the only thing that the soul has to protect it is the window that separates it from the body. And that is the heart. Allah, inna fil jasadi la mudghah. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Indeed, in the body, said the Prophet ﷺ, there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is good and pure, then the whole body will be good and pure. Meaning the whole person will be good and pure. The thoughts will be good and pure. The words will be good and pure. And the actions will be good and pure. But if that piece of flesh is bad and corrupt, then the whole person will be bad and corrupt. The thoughts will be bad and corrupt. The words will be bad and corrupt. And the actions will be bad and corrupt. Indeed, he said, Allah, wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. So that heart, which is the window to the soul, needs to be protected. And that is where the shield of taqwa comes in. And that's why we are fasting. And that's why we are making salat al-taraweeh. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَصَوْمُ جُنَّةً. Fasting is a shield. يَسْتَجِنُّ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ يَسْتَجِنُّ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the servant uses to shield themselves from the fire. Another riwayah he says, وَصِيَامُ جُنَّةً كَجُنَّةِ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي الْقِتَالِ. Fasting is a shield. Like a shield that one of you would use in battle. So we're battling the whispers of the shaitan. We're battling the tainted body with its lusts and desires and its lower self. Nafs al-amara bisu. We are battling the material trappings of the dunya. We are battling our whims and our fancies. But we can only do so by protecting the heart with the shield of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. And so we stand in salah. In Salat al-Taraweeh, in Qiyam, at night. And then tomorrow, inshallah, in the morning, we stand up with Siyam in the daytime, Qiyam in the nighttime, Siyam in the daytime, and both have the same effect. We are reading Alif Lam Mim, Dalika al-Kitab wa la rayba fi, huda lil-muttaqin. Read it at night. Alif Lam Mim, the broken letters of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true meaning thereof. Dalika al-Kitab, this elevated book. Don't say that book because that's not a correct translation. Dalika, the Lam is for Lam al-Bu'ad, but here it is for al-Ulu, that elevated book, meaning the Quran. This elevated book. Alif Lam Mim, Dalika al-Kitab, La Rayba Fi, there's no doubt. Hudan lil-Muttaqeen. It's a guidance for who? For the Muttaqeen, for the people of Taqwa, for the people who are living in awe of Allah. The people that are shielding themselves, shielding their hearts from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we recite that at night, and in the daytime we live it. Because there's nothing like fasting. There's nothing like fasting in restoring the shield of taqwa. The Prophet said, "Alaykum bisawm fa inna la mithla la." Fast because there's nothing like fasting. How so? Just think about it. How long are we fasting now? It was varam fatakhna. Allahu Akbar. How many hours are we fasting? 16? 14, sorry. 14 hours. Right. How long does it take to make salah? 5 minutes versus 14 hours? Now, this is why Siyam creates Allah consciousness. Because right throughout the entire day, you have to be in a state of wiqaya, of shielding yourself from what you speak, from what you look at, from what you can't bring anything to your mouth. You know, you shouldn't even get angry or want to fight. That's what the Prophet said. Another hadith said, "Wasawmu junnah, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَرْ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ." Said, fasting is a shield. So if one of you are fasting on a particular day, then do not engage in any obscenity or vulgarity, or any confrontation or argumentation. And if somebody wants to fight with a fasting person, what must they say? "I am fasting." So for 14 hours, somebody offers, "Would you like a cup of tea?" You say, "No, I'm fasting, thank you very much." "Would you like a sandwich? Would you like a pie?" "Is it pie halal?" "No, no, no." You say, "No, thank you, I'm fasting." Somebody wants to argue with you? "No, I'm fasting." So right throughout the day, for 14 hours of wakefulness, if you're awake the whole time, you are constantly mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how, la'allakum tattaqoon, how we develop the shield of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the muttaqeen in this month of Ramadan. Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. الله سمع الله لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب